For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More lava vents have cracked open on Hawaii's Big Island. Now there's 18, bringing a new round of evacuations. This resident says she's frightened.
It scared me.
Yeah.
This is the first time in my life. Scared me to death.
Meteorologist Tom Sater says authorities are concerned that a second violent volcanic eruption could occur.
The lava inside the crater is actually feeding the lava underground. So when the fissures open, it's draining the crater of the lava. Why this is so important, and this is concerning, because the more lava that is released in these fissures means the lake, the lava lake is dropping.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the eruption could hurl gigantic boulders into the air and send clouds of ash up to 12 miles away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
U.S. allies that are party to the Iran nuclear deal are trying to honor the agreement. But National Security Advisor John Bolton said it's possible sanctions may be imposed on European companies that continue to do business with Iran. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation.
How many times do they have to fire missiles with death to Israel on the side of the missile before you believe that they're up to no good? So let's cancel this deal and get a better one where they can have nuclear power, but they can't make a bomb.
The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the suicide bombings at three churches in Indonesia that have killed at least 13 people and wounded 40 others. Police say the attackers were all members of one family, including two children. These bombings are the worst since a series of attacks in 2000 on Christmas Eve that killed 15 and wounded nearly 100 others. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
More claims of racial profiling are showing up around the country. Another one in New York involves a mother and daughter on Mother's Day. With more on that story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A black mother was shopping at an antique store in Brooklyn with her daughter when a white store clerk followed them out and accused them of shoplifting.
A clerk followed me out the store and she asked me to come back in. I said, no, how could I help you? And she said that you've stolen from us. And I said, no, I haven't stolen anything from you.
Police were called and the mother and daughter were handcuffed before officers realized no crime had been committed. The mother says she and her daughter were victims of racial profiling and harassment. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Just ahead of the June 12th summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, North Korea is now saying it will destroy by explosion its nuclear test site in about a week and a half. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
President Trump calls it a very smart and gracious gesture. North Korea state media announcing a dismantlement ceremony is set for May 23rd. They also say international journalists, including those from the United States, will be allowed to be there to witness and report on the shutdown. The news agency saying explosives will be used to blow up the tunnels at the site, and that will be followed by structures being removed and all entries to the site being blocked. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.